Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
You think it's like all-out pressure, and then all ball snap, they're playing zone. And so it's going to be confusing. And how he responds to this game is going to tell me a lot about where he is in his development.
You know that Sean has watched every Bronco game on tape in the last 72 hours?
Good for you, Sean.
Thank you. It was the last 7 days, not 72 hours. But
oh, wow. You went back a week and started doing that.
Well, because the Giants played Thursday, Evan. I started doing this Friday. I started my prep work for Denver.
I was putting you over by saying it was only 72 hours. And your takeaway on the Broncos is what? They stink? They're good? They're okay? They're horrible? They're overrated? They're underrated? Or does it depend on what happens on Sunday?
Am I allowed to go now?
Yes.
No, I think their defense is as advertised. They're awesome. Unbelievable pass rush. Unbelievable corner.
There's not a weak link. Really.
There's not a weak link. Now, Riley Moss on the other side, you could potentially target. He gets a little grabby.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with the Denver Broncos is they are not playing complimentary football. And we are so focused on their defense versus a rookie quarterback, and I understand it. Their offense right now, and I don't know where the Bo Nix we saw last year is. He is non-existent. You look at, you know, bottom three in terms of completing balls 20 yards down the field. Bo Nix is so erratic. It is very boomer bust, hit or miss. Now, J.K. Dobbins is rush fine.
Right.
I think that this game ultimately is going to come down to, is the Giant defense that played last Thursday night now the real defense? Have they awoken? Because I think they can be the defense that controls this game, where the upside on the Bronco offense has just not been there this year. That's my takeaway.
Interesting. What about their special teams? Kind of sucks.
They stink too.
It was one of the things I noticed, obviously, in the Jet game.
Their coverage unit stinks.
Right.
They're giving up. Yeah. I think they're 30th in the league in yards allowed per return.
You know what they call that? What? Hidden yardage.
Hidden yardage. Maybe we get a big Deontay Banks return.
And by the way, that is something that I saw in the Jet game and certainly gave them a chance to win the game. Think about how the Jets scored their 9 offensive points. 2 of the possessions started in Denver territory.
Yeah.
The other one was a long kickoff return that started at like the 40. So I saw that and I went back and looked and said, was that an anomaly?
Positive 40.
The third one was their own 40.
Right.
The other two was in positive territory.
Right,
though.
Right.
Yeah. So they scored 9 points and it was mainly because of field position. Like 2 of the times they kicked field goals were on 3 and outs. I know that's technically not a 3 and out because you kicked the field goal, but you get my point.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, no first down, kick a field goal. So there's an opportunity there, is my point. And in a game that you hope is close, right, and you hope you can steal on the road, that could be the difference in the game.
There's no doubt about it. If this game was not being played in Denver, Colorado, I think that the viewpoint, the spread, all of that stuff changes entirely.
Well, it's pretty big. I mean, it's 7, right?
7. But I think that has everything to do with, look, it's a rookie quarterback versus a really good defense, and the Giants under Brian Daboll in this era have not handled success well. I mean, they haven't won back-to-back games in a couple years.
Yeah, last time they won back-to-back games, the Tommy DeVito era.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of which, we'll address that in a few minutes. Just hold that thought. Let's go to Robbie in East Brunswick. Hey, Robbie.
How you doing, my friend? So nice to talk to you.
All's good. A
couple of few points, and then you guys can take it from here. The Jets are just completely irrelevant. They haven't won since 69. You keep talking about, doesn't matter who the coaches are, who the quarterbacks are, the players. They're just a bunch of losers. Let's get that right off the board. There's nothing positive or optimistic. Glenn needs to go. He's horrible. I don't care what you say about him. He's the worst.
But why does it matter? They're losers. They could hire Jesus. It wouldn't make a difference,
terrible.
Right?
He's awful. He talks a lot, but they show nothing. They're brutal. Next year, he's going to go. They're going to fire him, even though you don't want him to go now. He has to go.
Well, no,
he's brutal. I agree.
Well, Robbie, I don't want him to go because it means they're firing a coach after 1 year. Obviously,
it doesn't matter because he needs to go. What has he done? What has he done?
Robbie,
you tell me, Evan.
He's done nothing in 6 weeks. I know that.
So why don't you want him to go?
Because I want him to be successful. Do you want him to be successful?
He's not going to be successful.
Okay,
you don't get that by now?
I get it. You've already declared it. Do you want him to be
next
successful?
Next year you're going
to
talk and tell me how wonderful he is. He's going to be the same.
Robbie, here's what I'll say. And this is probably the worst example because so many people don't feel this way. I want our country to be successful, even if it's not the person I voted for. Right? Mm-hmm. Ultimately, I want our country to be successful. I want everyone to be successful. So I'm rooting for success. Once I decide you're not the best for the job, I will absolutely come on the radio and say, make a change. That's what we get to do in elections every 4 years with presidents and every 2 years with House members, right? It's like a democracy.
Mm-hmm.
So what I am telling you...
There is no democracy in the NFL.
There isn't, but I can use my voice as the democracy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Gotcha.
6 weeks in, what I am telling you is, yes, you're right. There is no evidence Aaron Glenn's going to be a good head coach. I can't defend him. I can't sit here and give you all the reasons it's going to work out. I'm telling you, I hope I start to see them. So I want them to win on Sunday. I want success. It's not healthy for an organization to fire a coach after 1 year. Because let me give you a little spoiler alert for all you fire-happy people like Robbie. Let's go, and Tiki, you know I'm right.
Mm-hmm.
They go 1-16 and they fire him.
Okay.
And we have every reason to agree they should have fired him.
Yep.
What is the talk around the league as Woody Johnson's looking for a new head coach?
That's a terrible job. Don't take it.
Correct. They fired a guy after 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're going
to
say.
Yeah, it takes a while to rebound from that.
Yeah. Is Cliff Kingsbury, who I just mentioned, is he going to want the job? Or is he going to say, I don't want to work for that bozo. Mm. I don't want to work for the franchise who fired a coach in the middle of a season while they were about to play for first place. And I don't want to work for a team that fired a coach after 1 year. So I know it's easy to say get rid of him, but understand it's not good for anybody if that happens.
Well, maybe he might be the right one, because wasn't he the one that was hired right after Steve Wilkes in Arizona?
Yes, he was.
He was.
Good point. Good call.
He was. He'll step over a body real quick.
Exactly.
That's for his first job.
He's Allen Iverson, that one.
That's a good cop. That's his first job, though. Cliff is the new Josh McDaniels. He's the new hot hand.
I don't know if anybody's Josh McDaniels. Josh McDaniels is the best coordinator, I think, in the last 20 years.
He's also one of the worst head coaches
as
well.
No doubt about it. Right. It is unbelievable, the dichotomy between him as a coordinator and him as a head coach.
Which is why...
It's unfathomable.
It's incredible. It's why I don't want Cliff Kingsbury to be that guy. But I'm just saying, as an example of having the leverage. When you have leverage, the Jet job is going to become less appealing if they're firing a coach after 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
How could people not see that? It doesn't mean, if the guy isn't worthy of coming back for a second year, I promise I will say to you, Tiki, they should fire him. And you're going to do the same thing. You're an honest guy.
Of course.
But as I sit here right now, 6 weeks into the year, I want that to happen. Why would I want that?
No, you don't want it to happen. You want him to figure it out because you don't want to have to keep changing coaches. It's a cycle that the Giants were on. Again, I said this earlier. I feel like this is the Giant I don't know, playback window for the last few years where, all right, that coach isn't it.
Right.
Fire him. That coach isn't it. Fire him. I don't like this quarterback. Get a new one. I don't like this or that and the other. It becomes this vicious cycle.
And that's a great example. So Tommy last year wanted Brian Daboll fired, right? Do you remember that, Tommy? Like, mm-hmm. Get rid of this guy. He stinks. He's everything you said about him, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Great. Right now, do you want the Giants to win out and make the postseason?
Yes.
But that means Brian Daboll's back.
Don't care.
Thank you. That's my point.
It also means he's turned the corner as a head coach.
Of course.
Right.
And that's part of it. If the Jets win, let's say, 6 more games the rest of the season, and they start 0-6 but finish 6-11, what are we saying about Aaron Glenn come January? Oh, my God. They may have found that guy.
Yeah.
Look at that start he got off to. Right. Wow. Oh, God. It looked bad.
He really is like Dan Campbell.
Thank you. Now, am I confident that's going to happen? No.
No, but you want it to happen.
Of course.
It just feels improbable because of the quarterback.
No doubt.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.